This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Coming up in the next segment, and really is coming up in the next segment. I announced it last hour, but I was a little bit ahead of time. We have the authors of The Convenient Terrorist, and of course this is a whistleblower, John Kiriakou, a former CIA officer, the one who blew the whistle on the illegal torturing of people. They called it enhanced interrogation. But unfortunately, the people who are actually doing the torturing, the people who are actually breaking the law, nothing happened to them. As we typically see, it's the whistleblower who goes to jail. Now, he's written a book along with Joseph Hickman, who's former U.S. Marine Senior Research Fellow for the Center for Policy and Research, talking about a very high-profile case. I think you're going to find this to be a very, very interesting story. And it all goes back to what is true, what is real. Are we going to put out a narrative that feeds the government side here, and we're going to continue down this story, down this government narrative, regardless of the facts? So that's the thing that we need. When we heard that last clip and we heard the CNN guy say, he goes, we wouldn't have done this with President Obama. It would have alienated our audience. Our audience supported Obama, their liberal audience, and so we wouldn't have attacked him that way. We're going to attack Donald Trump because that's the confirmation bias of our audience. We need to make sure that we as conservatives do not fall into a confirmation bias. There are higher principles involved. We want the rule of law. We want the Bill of Rights that we have as individuals that is so precious in this country. And we do not want to throw that away for anybody. I believe that with Donald Trump, we have an opportunity as somebody who thinks independently. And we have the ability to make these arguments with him. If we disagree with him on policy, we should never blindly follow anybody into battle. But under certain areas, like we have seen with the climate accord, with the actions in Syria, where there's a division within the Trump administration, we have the opportunity to weigh in on the side of candidate Trump. Weigh in on the side of candidate Trump with President Trump. Remind him what he ran on. Remind him of the principles. Remind him of what he saw in Syria 4 years ago when he called it out as being false. Remind him of the false intelligence that was used to get us involved in Iraq. And make sure that he doesn't listen to elements within the government that are trying to push him in that direction in Syria now. It's very important that we speak up and just not take a backseat and say we're going to let President Trump do whatever he wants to do. We're going to support him regardless of what he does. That is what we've seen far too many people do on the left. We don't want to fall into that kind of mindless support for any candidate. We want to stay with our principles. That's why it is so important for us to talk to people who are whistleblowers who will go to jail if necessary to get the truth out there. Now, before we go to them, I just want to play one more clip here, because when we're talking about what's going on with CNN, we're talking about this false narrative that they sell for money, this false narrative that they sell for audience. It's also about their self-absorption, and I think nobody embodies that better than Jim Acosta and his temper tantrums about the White House press corps not being televised. Just continually in this White House press release that they had, I'm looking at the transcript here, obsessing about the fact that there's no camera that he can get on to show his face. There's no camera, Jim. You have an obligation to put the camera on. You know, you are a public servant and you need to televise us. I mean, the information is getting out there. This is simply about him posing for the cameras. Let's play a clip of him accosting Spicer. This is Jim Acosta accosting Spicer at the White House press conference.
Jen, Sean,
can you answer whether the president still believes the question?
There's no camera on, Jim.
Maybe we should turn the cameras on, Sean. Why don't we turn the cameras on?
Jen.
Why don't we turn the cameras on?
Put the cameras on. I want to be on camera.
Jen,
why not turn the cameras on, Sean? They're in the room. The lights are on.
It did not have been a drastic shift, starting from maybe the week before the president took his first trip abroad, that now we see you on camera about once a week. Is that a new normal that we would expect?
We'll see. We're just...
more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have a very important interview here. I think you're really going to enjoy this. Got a couple of individuals here, and I'm reading from the introduction to the book, The Convenient Terrorist, Joseph Hickman and John Kiriakou. Two whistleblowers who defied the awesome power of the U.S. national security colossus to tell their fellow Americans the truth about the endless war on terror. As Hickman and Kiriakou write here, this war has plunged the country into a weird wonderland where truth is fiction, where allies become enemies, and vice versa. And the greatest threats to America are often generated by those in charge of protecting us. Hickman, a U.S. Army and Marine veteran who blew the whistle on the abuse of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay prison complex, and Kiriakou, a CIA veteran who served time in prison for exposing the agency's use of torture. That's right, it's the whistleblowers who go to jail, not the people who break the law and the government. They're uniquely qualified to tell the sordid epic of Abu Zubaydah, the convenient terrorist whom the U.S. exploited to justify their own reign of terror in the Middle East. A very timely story because, of course, this is, as they just said, this is endless. And we now see it ramping up again in Syria, getting into very dangerous territory. Thank you so much for joining us, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And we've got you on two different locations. So this will be let me talk to John here first. John, I had the pleasure of interviewing you once before, and just as an introduction to our audience, from that interview, I remember we talked about the fact that you had 10 exceptional performance awards. You were the one who actually captured this individual that we're going to talk about. You got a 2016 Sam Adams Award, again, as you exposed the Bush-era torture program. You were the only person jailed, not the torturers who violated the law. You were jailed, and you wrote a couple of books already, The Reluctant Spy, My Secret Life in the CIA's War on Terror, and Doing Time Like a Spy, How the CIA Taught Me to Survive and Thrive in Prison. Now, this book, The Convenient Terrorist. Let me ask you the first question, and then we will get to Mr. Hickman. Why the focus on this particular individual by the U.S. government?
Well, we believe that CIA back in 2001 and early 2002, that Abu Zubaydah was the number three person in Al-Qaeda. Vice President Dick Cheney echoed that in the press. He said that Abu Zubaydah was the number three, that Abu Zubaydah was one of the masterminds of the 9/11 attacks. And so we pulled out all the stops to track him down. It took us about 6 weeks, but we found him in a safe house in Faisalabad, Pakistan. And when all was said and done, it turned out that he was not the number three in Al-Qaeda. In fact, he had never joined Al-Qaeda. He had never pledged fealty to Osama bin Laden. So we had this with this guy in our custody. He was certainly a bad guy. He acted as a logistician for Al-Qaeda. He ran the training camps for Al-Qaeda. He ran the House of Martyrs safe house in Peshawar, Pakistan for Al-Qaeda. But he was not an Al-Qaeda mastermind and certainly not an Al-Qaeda leader.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing, I think. And you pointed that out in this book. You said, you know, we want to try to say that, you know, some guy is either an Al-Qaeda guy or he's an innocent lamb. This guy was certainly not an innocent lamb. I mean, he became a guinea pig for the torture program of the CIA, but he was not an innocent lamb. But he, on the other hand, was not the number three guy in Al-Qaeda. And that was, I think, the key part of what they were selling. The narrative that they sold America was that, hey, we got the leadership. Why didn't they get other leaders if they were able to get the number three guy?
Oh, you're exactly right. You know, in those early days after the 9/11 attacks, we really believed that we were hot on the trail of Osama bin Laden, Ayman al-Zawahiri. We had learned about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and certainly we caught Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in August of 2002. But you're right. Abu Zubaydah was the first high-level capture. So why didn't that lead to any other high-level captures? It's because he just simply didn't have the information. And, David, you make an important point here, too, and that is that so many of us in government wanted to believe that everything was black and white, that you're either a good guy or you're a bad guy. And that's just simply not the case here. Abu Zubaydah was somebody who meant us harm. Abu Zubaydah was somebody who meant to recruit jihadis to fight against the United States. But he was not one of the masterminds of 9/11, as the CIA and the White House wanted us to believe. While at the same time, he was not the innocent naif that his defense attorneys want us to believe.
Let me talk to Joseph Hickman here, because in the introduction to the book, you're talking about when you looked at the Senate Intelligence Committee's declassified report, Mr. Hickman, and you said you were interested to see what they were going to say about Abu Zubaydah, whether he was going to be mentioned, and he was mentioned 1,000 times in that report. Your comment on what your thoughts were with that, and what you saw there as somebody who exposed the abuses at Gitmo.
Well, when I first heard that there was he was in it 1,000 times, and it was, you know, he was waterboarded 83 times, my thoughts actually went right to my friend John, John Kiriakou. I mean, he's the one that really said it before anyone accepted it. And, I mean, what his revelations were actually on paper then. Mm-hmm. And, it was, when I realized I had to get a hold of John. Let's set the record straight on who Zubeda is. It needs to be done because right now, you know, still government officials are still claiming he was Al-Qaeda, and it's just not true.
And you said that you had learned everything in his biography. You had analyzed his government documents about him. You had interviewed him, his family, his friends and associates. You were absolutely certain that he was not the number three guy in Al-Qaeda.
Absolutely not. It's no way. He was not affiliated with Al-Qaeda at all. In a sense, I mean, he did. Al-Qaeda terrorists did go through his training camp. Mm-hmm. Al-Qaeda members did go through there, but it was not. He was never a member of Al-Qaeda. And that was a big problem, too, I think, with the government right after 9/11. We were chasing these guys with the mentality of the American mafia, looking for Al-Qaeda operatives with that mentality, and it just doesn't work in the Middle East.
So this guy, safe to say, would be kind of like a low-level fish, and they tried to make him into a kingpin because they needed to win. Would that be correct to take a look at it from that standpoint? They needed to have a high-profile victory. So they wanted to make this guy into a high-profile leader, even though he was a low-level terrorist within the periphery of Al-Qaeda. They wanted him to be a high-level kingpin so they could look good on paper. And in order to make that happen, they began the waterboarding. Is that would that be safe to say? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And that's the specific reason why the CIA began this torture program. You know, the dirty little secret of that torture program is that the FBI, in the form of former FBI agent Ali Soufan, was actually making progress with Abu Zubaydah at this secret prison overseas. He was sitting across the table from Abu Zubaydah, treating him with respect. He established a rapport. They established a nascent relationship. And Abu Zubaydah began to open up to him and was actually giving us actionable information, actionable intelligence that we were going to use to try to dismantle the Al-Qaeda network in Germany. But it takes time to establish that kind of relationship, and the CIA grew very frustrated. They believed Abu Zubaydah was holding back, which we now know from the Senate torture report and the CIA Inspector General's report was just simply not true.
He was not holding back.
And so they started to torture him, and they tortured him mercilessly. And to what end? He never gave us anything else of any value once the torture began.
I remember when we had the previous interview and you were talking about the fact you were there when they captured this guy. And he was shot,
yes,
fairly seriously wounded, and you were there at his bedside when he came to. And what did he say to you?
The first thing he said is that he asked me to kill him. He asked me to smother him with a pillow. And I told him, oh, no, nobody's going to kill you, Abu Zubaydah. We've been looking for you for a long time. And I told him, I'm the nicest guy that you're going to meet in this experience. My colleagues in the CIA, they're not as nice as I am. So if I can give you one piece of advice, it's that you have to cooperate. And he said, you seem like a nice man, but you're the enemy, and I'll never cooperate. Well, as he calmed down a little bit, we had longer and longer conversations. And one of the things that he said that really struck me at the time was that he did not want to attack the United States on 9/11. He wanted to attack Israel. He's Palestinian, and he said all he ever wanted to do was to kill Jews. But he was overruled. And the reason he was overruled is because he simply was not the number three in Al-Qaeda. He just simply did not have that kind of authority or that kind of access to bin Laden and Zawahiri and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
You know, I think it's interesting. Let's talk a little bit about, and either one of you can address this, let's talk a little bit about just the pragmatic aspect of torture in terms of getting what you want out of these people. Because there are legal issues, there are ethical issues, and I don't want to downplay those. If we lose our ethical and legal foundations, we don't exist as a society. We become the monsters that we try to kill. But let's just talk about the pragmatic aspect of this, because a lot of people don't really care about law and ethics anymore in this country. Let's talk about getting what we want out of these people, shutting them down, stopping an attack, and the typical thing that you always see, the ticking time bomb scenario that's from 24 that the media gave to us. Address those issues for us.
Yeah, do you mind if I jump in first?
Sure, go ahead.
I love this ticking time bomb scenario because it's just such fantasy. It only happens in the movies. It just never happens in real life. So you're right. Let's say ethics and legality and morality aside, let's say we start torturing someone because we want to extract the information.
You know, hang on there, John. We got to take a quick break. I've got a hard break here. I went a little bit long on that intro to that question. We're going to get the answer from John. We're going to hold on to your ticking time bomb because we're going to have the answer when we come back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love the guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to a couple of very important whistleblowers. Two whistleblowers who blew the whistle on torture, on terror, on secret wars, on the lies of the CIA. The book is called The Convenient Terrorist. We're talking to Joseph Hickman and to John Kiriakou. John actually went to jail because he blew the whistle on waterboarding. But, of course, the people who actually violated the law, calling it enhanced torture, did not go to jail. And so we ran out of time in the last segment. I had just asked John about the pragmatic aspects of this. We always see the dramatization and 24 and these other stories about the ticking time bomb. We have no time left. We've got to torture this guy to stop this terrorist act from happening. Your response to the real world, somebody who's been there and actually done it, John, what's your response to the ticking time bomb scenario?
My response is there really is no such thing. What happens is you start torturing this guy, and finally he tells you what he thinks you want to hear. So in addition, he tells you a million other things. And what you have to do is turn that information over to an analyst or to a team of analysts to pore over the information and figure out what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. In the meantime, 6 weeks have passed and the bomb has already gone off. So it doesn't work. And I would tell people who say that that it does work, that's not the issue. There are a lot of things that work. Rape works. We don't rape prisoners, at least we're not supposed to. Mm-hmm. Killing their children in front of them works, but it's morally reprehensible. We would never do such a thing. So the issue isn't, does it work? The issue is it legal, is it moral, and is it ethical? We're a nation of laws. Whether we like it or not, we have to follow those laws. And if we don't like the laws, we have a mechanism to change them. But you just can't start torturing people willy-nilly and hope everything comes out well.
And I think that's the other key, too. You know, a lot of people look at this and say, well, you know, you're on your moral high horse, and, you know, we just don't have the time for ethics or for law or whatever. We have to understand that if we allow our government to violate the law, to terrorize people, that is the worst possible scenario that can come out of this. We do not want to turn our government agents into terrorists themselves. Once they do that, there is nothing to protect us from them. That is the most dangerous possible outcome, is that we become criminals and terrorists. And that I think that's the key part for me when I look at this. I do not want to see, just as we're looking at this election, and as the FISA court has said that we have law enforcement and the NSA have violated the laws. The FISA court made their ruling. They declassified this so we could all see it. The worst possible scenario is to have our intelligence community become this politicized East German or Orwellian service that is now operating at the behest of politicians to attack other people and use the apparatus, the full apparatus of the intelligence community. And the same thing is true, I think, of torture and other issues like that. Joseph Hickman, you were there at Gitmo. You blew the whistle on things that were happening there. What can you tell us about other things that happened to prisoners, other prisoners besides Abu Zubaydah, who was tortured? What about other prisoners who were tortured there, and what happened?
Well, the CIA had a secret black site there at Guantanamo. We weren't really sure what they were doing there, but they would transport detainees to that site a few times a month. And actually, when I was there in 2006 and 2007, they were doing roughly 200 interrogations a week, and the CIA, I'm not sure how many they were doing at their black site. But one thing for sure happened when I was there: three detainees were transported to that black site, and on the evening of June 9, 2006. And those three detainees came back from that site dead. Mm-hmm. So I don't know exactly what happened in there or how it happened, but they were there was three detainees that were killed that night.
Now, we're talking about that being a black site. I mean, is the legal fiction that we're operating under here is that because the CIA is doing it at Guantanamo Bay, which is in Cuba, that doesn't really fall in the jurisdiction of U.S. laws or something? Are they playing that game or...
It's a DOD facility, Guantanamo, Camp America, where all the detainees are held. But right outside of there was a CIA facility that was not supposed to be there at all.
I see.
And it wasn't supposed to be operational.
And that's something that we see all the time. I mean, just the idea of using the semantics of enhanced interrogation for things that had been recognized in the past. Waterboarding was prosecuted as a war crime by the American government at the end of World War II when the Japanese did it. But then when the CIA does it, they've got a slick lawyer who comes in and writes a book called Company Man, and he rebrands it as enhanced interrogation. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Joseph Hickman and John Kiriakou. I want to get their feel for what they think in terms of the public perception of this and the public's support for torture, even after they see the details. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Joseph Hickman, John Kiriakou, two whistleblowers about torture and terror and the secret wars and the lies of the CIA. The book is called The Convenient Terrorist. And they focus on one individual who, although he was a terrorist, although he was involved with Al-Qaeda, the government needed somebody who was a profile, high-profile individual. So they built him up as the number three in Al-Qaeda, which their book points out he clearly was not. And in order to make that case, he was subjected to quite a bit of torture. How much torture was he subjected to, John? Do you know? He was waterboarded.
Oh, it was merciless. He was waterboarded 83 times. But beyond the waterboarding, we did other things to him that I always thought were worse than waterboarding. We subjected him to what was called a cold cell, where we We stripped him naked. We chained him to an eye bolt in the ceiling so he couldn't sit or kneel or get comfortable in any way. And then we chilled the cell to 50 degrees Fahrenheit, and every hour threw a bucket of ice water on him. We actually killed prisoners using that method. We also subjected him to sleep deprivation for as long as 7 days. People begin losing their minds at day seven. They begin dying at day nine. He also had a terrible fear of insects, and so we put him in a dog cage for 2 weeks and then dumped a box of cockroaches on him just to make him crazy.
Wow.
So there was a lot
of... Well, that is straight out of...
It went on for quite some time.
That's straight out of George Orwell's 1984, where they put the guy's head in a cage and released the rats on him. I mean, that's absolutely... It's just diabolical that we would be doing that sort of thing. So when you look at this and we get some of this information out to people, and we still have a lot of Americans supporting a torture program. We see a lot of polls where they support that, even though we talk about these details, they say, well, we're fine with that. I mean, what is your response to that? Either one of you.
Go ahead, John. You.
Go ahead, Joe.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Please, John, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead, John. We'll let you go first.
Okay, thanks. I'm always, always disappointed in these polls. We see these polls come out with some regularity, saying that fully a majority of Americans support a torture program. And the only thing that I can conclude is that Americans don't understand what torture entails, and Americans don't understand the law. We have a federal torture act in this country that specifically prohibits exactly those techniques that we used against Abu Zubaydah and other al-Qaeda prisoners. We are signatories to the United Nations Convention Against Torture, which has the force of law here in the United States. And people don't understand, David, that very fact that you mentioned a few moments ago, that in the aftermath of the Second World War, we executed Japanese soldiers who waterboarded American prisoners of war. It's always been illegal. It continues to be illegal, and it shouldn't be done by Americans.
Yeah, and let me put it from the standpoint of some of the people who were involved in it, who now they actually do know what is involved with this. The New York Times just a few days ago had a story talking about a couple of individuals. Maybe you guys know their names. John Bruce Jessen. James Mitchell, these 15 years after they helped devise brutal interrogation techniques used on terrorism suspects in secret CIA prisons, Jessen and Mitchell. Jessen is a former military psychologist. He expressed ambivalence about the program. He described himself and fellow military psychologist Mitchell as reluctant participants in using the techniques, some of which are widely viewed as torture, but also justify the practices as effective in getting resistance detainees to cooperate. One of the things that he said in this, though, it goes back to this ticking time bomb scenario. They said they were pressured by the military in order to do this. They said, this is urgent. We've got to do this, so we want you to, and this gets to their ethical issues, the Hippocratic Oath that doctors and psychologists have taken. To violate that oath in order to do this, they were played just as the American public has been played by films like, you know, series like 24 and so forth. And even when we look, gentlemen, at things like polls, this last election was a reminder that polls can be twisted, may not have any basis in reality. They may be using and frequently do use polls to push an agenda or to push a candidate or to push an issue. And they don't always honestly report the results in these polls. So your comments about those two things there.
Well, I think it's true. I think that we can't trust polls at all. I do believe there's a lot of Americans that still think it's okay to torture people, but they're just not educated on the subject, and I don't think they'd want their sons or daughters to be torturers growing up. And I mean, these cases were brutal. The things that they did to Zubaydah was absolutely brutal. If you have a technique called anal rehydration or anal feeding, there's yes. something wrong there.
Yes,
it's not a good thing. So, absolutely. I mean, the polls. I don't believe, but I still think there's people that need to be educated and know exactly what we're doing. People out there.
Well, let's talk about, you know, when we look at this and we talk about rendition and other things, one of the things that really concerned a lot of us who are libertarians was the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012, where Barack Obama, they put the clause in there saying that American citizens could be indefinitely detained by the military for an indefinite amount of time, okay? And when we look at that, I think the people who are going to buy into this on a pragmatic basis and say these are dangerous people, and they are, they need to be stopped, and they absolutely need to be stopped. But as I pointed out before, what do we do when our government starts adopting these types of practices? Will you be the next Abu Zubaydah, okay, when this happens? Look at people like Richard Jewell, who was falsely accused. We had NBC News and CNN have to give him an undisclosed amount in terms of settlement. For 6 months, this guy was attacked in the press. He was a hero, basically, in the Olympic Park bombing. He was a security guard there in Atlanta. But then he became falsely identified as the individual responsible for this. And he was vilified in the press. What if they'd had NDAA at that point in time? What if they'd had a more aggressive approach to that? What if they had taken him and disappeared him so that he was not able to go through due process, not able to confront his accusers, not able to have a trial by jury? All of these things that are so precious, because throughout history and our own history, our own Western civilization, we've had star chambers that come in and take people and remove them in the dead of night, and you never see them again. We do not want to allow that to happen in the United States. This has happened throughout Central and South America, where the CIA has been involved heavily. We do not want to see this happening to our own citizens. So I would say to people, look at the case of Richard Jewell, for example. Look at the NDAA. I mean, what would the two of you say about that?
There was a slippery slope where it came to our civil liberties during the Obama administration. You know, when you have the Attorney General of the United States tell a sitting senator during a congressional hearing, this is Senator Rand Paul, that the president reserves the right to kill an American citizen on U.S. soil because he believes him to be an imminent danger, mm-hmm. but without any due process, without ever being accused of a crime, without ever being afforded the right to face his accusers in a court of law, then there's a real problem. It is a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope toward tyranny. And I think that that for a very long time, we saw this happen at the topmost places in government. There was almost nobody to stand up and say, stop, this is wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about what's happening to these prisoners right now who are still there, because this particular guy is still there, isn't he, in the system?
Yes, he's held without charge or any due process whatsoever.
Still being held.
Yes.
To your knowledge, is he still being tortured?
No, he's not being tortured.
Okay. And what is the current official status? I mean, do we know if the CIA has stopped these torture programs, or have they said they have? Is there any way to verify if they really have, if they said that they have?
Well, there's almost no way to verify. President Obama did sign an executive order stopping the Bush-era torture program, but what he did not sign was an order stopping extraordinary rendition, which, frankly, is just about as bad. An extraordinary rendition is, let's say you are an Egyptian and I capture you in Pakistan. Well, instead of sending you back to Egypt to face justice, I send you to some place like Algeria or Morocco or Jordan or Libya. And I, with a wink and a nod, I tell the intelligence service in that country, hey, please don't torture this guy, but let us know everything that he says. Well,
right,
the reason we sent him there in the first place was to torture him and to disappear him.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, without getting our hands too terribly dirty, we still kind of push the same policy.
Yeah, we can prevaricate around the bush and we can pretend that we're not the ones doing it, although we're the ones who are initiating it. Let me ask you about the situation that we have going on right now in Syria, because there's a lot of back and forth as to who these individuals are. And as somebody who's been trying to track down terrorists, and we see these people in Syria with their constantly evolving labels, they're called moderate rebels, or they change the name of their organization. I mean, what is your general take on what's going on there? I mean, are we, from what you're looking at, does it look to you as if it would be your assessment that we are arming and assisting ISIS as a tool to implement regime change there?
I think, I mean, we're obviously arming the Free Syrian Army. We're arming a lot of groups over there and maybe even elements of Al-Qaeda. It's absolutely insane. It's history repeating itself. We did the same thing in Afghanistan against the Soviets, and they ended up being our bitter enemies years later. Mm-hmm. It's no way to really fight a war is to arm warlords. I think.
And as you're pointing out, that we've seen that going all the way back to the early days of Afghanistan. Once we have an objective, once we have targeted an enemy, whether it is Russia, whether it is Syria, whatever, we will ally ourselves, won't we, with any elements, no matter how bad they are, in order to achieve that purpose. Wouldn't you say that's kind of been the way the CIA has operated over the decades?
Without a doubt. I said earlier today that there's an old saying at the CIA that you can't buy an Afghan warlord, but you can certainly rent one. And that's what the CIA does. It'll rent a warlord or it'll rent an opposition group or a rebel group. And then when we lose the taste for that kind of war or insurgency, we walk away. And here we've armed and funded and radicalized people, and then we just walk away. Well, what do we think is going to happen? Eventually, they're going to turn against us. And we saw that in Afghanistan. I think we're seeing the early stages of that in Syria right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we look at the situation that we have in Syria, now that they're starting to ramp up Afghanistan again as well, but I guess the key thing here that we see is the conflict that we are rapidly approaching. When you look at the CIA and you look at the intelligence communities, I mean, it seems like when we're looking at the Trump administration, there appear to be people like Mattis who want to try to focus on ISIS. But then there seem to be other individuals like McMaster, who was allied in the past with Petraeus, who are more focused on getting regime change, getting Assad out of there, and they don't really care who they ally with. I mean, it's what is your take on the situation that's going on there at the moment?
I think regime change is a very dangerous policy, and it's because we're simply not good at it. We've mm-hmm. never been good at it. We never seem to have a plan for what happens after the overthrow. I remember sitting in a classified video teleconference with this was in early 2003, just before days before the invasion of Iraq, and the vice president was chairing the meeting, and it was Condoleezza Rice and George Tenet and high level people, the highest level. And I remember one of the senior national security officials on the conference said that when we crossed the border into Iraq, the Iraqi people were going to throw flowers at us. And I remember thinking, have we learned nothing from history?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to throw flowers on us if we invade their country. Well, it's the same thing if we overthrow Bashar al-Assad. And I'll add something about Bashar al-Assad, too. Whether we like his politics or not, Bashar al-Assad is the only thing standing between the Christian community in Syria and its annihilation.
Yes.
Only 12% of Syrians are Christians, and they've had a long and successful run with the Assad family. If a rebel group takes over, whether it's the Nusra Front or the Free Syrian Army or, God forbid, ISIS, there's not going to be any love for the Christian community.
And we've already seen that in Afghanistan. And we've already seen that, John, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, elsewhere. We've seen the Christian communities who had been there for centuries as a small minority essentially vanish once our warlords took the place there. I guess that's what they call nation building. But that hasn't worked. The asymmetric warfare has not worked in these areas, and yet we continue to do that. We continue to not learn anything whatsoever from this. And, of course, when we look at Libya, I think that's probably a worst-case scenario just recently that we had, turning it into, as Rand Paul said, an arms bazaar for Al-Qaeda.
Absolutely true. We're just not good at it.
Yeah.
Look all over the region. Look at Syria and Libya and Egypt and Iraq and Afghanistan, Somalia, Yemen. There have been even uprisings in Bahrain, where we have, you know, one of the largest naval bases in the entire region. So we're just not good at this whole regime change, nation building thing. I think we shouldn't be in the business of doing it.
Absolutely. We got to take a quick break, but before we do, I want to kind of give me a feel for what you would like the American public to learn from the overarching takeaway that you would like them to learn from this book, The Convenient Terrorist. Joseph, let's go to you.
For me, I just want them to learn that, you know, everything we're told by our government is not necessarily true. Especially, I mean, the last administration was Obama's first, his first executive order was to close Guantanamo. Me and 9 soldiers went forward to his Justice Department to report abuses and deaths at Guantanamo, and he completely ignored it. And we did that while we were in the military. We took a huge risk.
Mm-hmm.
His administration was so corrupt. And he could have put an end to a lot of things that was going on, but he said he would, but in the end, he made it worse. He made it worse for whistleblowers that came out and spoke about it.
Yeah, he went after whistleblowers and journalists worse than any president we've ever had. He went after more than all the other presidents combined from the 1917, this ancient espionage act that he had.
And no matter what all these polls say, people were sick of it and they wanted to blow the system up. And that's what they did.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we got one more segment. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. The book is The Convenient Terrorist. We're talking to two whistleblowers, Joseph Hickman and John Kiriakou.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're talking to two whistleblowers, Joseph Hickman, John Kiriakou. Their book, The Convenient Terrorist. I want to get to John Kiriakou and ask him what his takeaway is. We just got it from Joseph Hickman. He said, don't trust what the government is telling you. He said, look at what Barack Obama did. He said he was going to shut down Gitmo. Joseph Hickman and other officers went there to talk to him, to tell him the abuse that they were seeing there. And, of course, he didn't do that. He made it far worse than it had been before. So I'm going to get to John Kiriakou, give him the final word here. But I just want to remind you that we have our 4th of July summer mega special that's now live at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide on everything. And 30 to 40% off on many of the most popular items. Things like Brain Force Plus, Super Male Vitality, 30% off both of those. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Z-Shield, 30% off on both of those. And InfoWars Select Storable Food. Food that's going to last, is packaged to last 25 years. It's resealable once you open it. It's all non-GMO, all made in the U.S., and you can get that 30 to 40% off plus free shipping. It's all part of our 4th of July summer sale, as well as Emmerich's Essentials Outdoor Pack, 40% off of that. This is while supplies last. It is a huge sale. Please take advantage of it. It's a win-win situation, something that helps you, and it helps to fund our operation, keep us as independent media. All right, let's go back to John Kiriakou, and I want to get that statement from you and then a final comment from Joseph Hickman, if you'd like to make a statement. But what is the key takeaway, John, that you would like for people to get from this book, The Convenient Terrorist?
I think that the key takeaway is that the government is lying to us. As a matter of course, they lie to us because it's the only way that they can push their agenda through public opinion. And I think another thing, David, that's very important is that as Americans, we need to demand accountability on Capitol Hill.
Yes.
The congressional oversight committees are not really oversight committees. They're cheerleading committees. And we have to demand that they oversee the intelligence community like they were elected to do. Remember, our congressional representatives work for us.
Yes.
And if they don't like what we want them to do, then we can throw them out, as we should.
Let me add to that, too. It made me absolutely furious when I watched the Senate Intelligence Committee hearings. And it was when they were talking to James Comey. Absolutely glossed over all of their illegal involvement. And already we had had the FISA court declassify information saying the NSA, the FBI had violated the law, had violated the Constitution. Never going to hear that from the Senate Intelligence Committee. It's always going to be politics and cheerleading for the intelligence community. That's, you're exactly right. We cannot trust these people to act as overseers. And that's the thing that's really scary about this when we look at the proliferation of intelligence community and the tools that they have, the massive, complicated tools that they have to essentially look to see if their lying narrative is working with us and then to fine tune it. I think that's one of the big untold stories going on here. Any final comments, Joseph Hickman?
No, I just think I really hope people read the book and really get a better understanding of the deep state and how dangerous they really are and, you know, what they're pulling over the American people's eyes.
Well, you know, gentlemen, you know, as whistleblowers, I have the utmost respect for you. You told the truth. You stood for the rule of law. You stood for ethics. And you did it at great personal risk. And, of course, John, you had to go to prison. Your book about how to do time like a spy. I hope that our audience doesn't need that. But, you know, that's the sort of thing when I look at it. When we have a government that is willing to break the law, when we have a government that does not want to give people due process, and we're seeing this on everything, whether we're talking about civil asset forfeiture, whether you're dealing with the IRS, or you're dealing with the FAA and you didn't get permission for your drone, they don't give you due process anymore. And that's the scary thing, to think about how this can morph into an area like we have seen foretold with the NDAA. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Thank you for your service to this country. And the book, again, is The Convenient Terrorist by Joseph Hickman and John Kiriakou. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.